Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Here in the UK, it is Easter Saturday. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 27 and we're reading verses 45 to 54.
From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi! Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God."
Our focus is on verse 51. Torn in two, from top to bottom. Torn, not cut. Not by man, but by God. The same word is used to describe the earthquake, rocks torn apart, that also happened when Christ died. The death of Jesus had a dramatic impact on man's relationship with God. That which had separated sinful man from holy God was removed. Sin had been atoned for, not with the blood of animals, but with the blood of Christ. Not pulled down, but torn apart, in two, never again to hinder access to the Lord God Jehovah. Now all can come to him through Christ, the new and living way, torn literally from above to below. Our salvation is from above. Christ came from heaven to earth in order to redeem fallen man. Now we can enjoy the reality of that living relationship with Almighty God. So let's not ignore what God has done for us. Let's not miss out on this salvation. A prayer. We praise you, Lord God, for all that Christ has achieved for us. Thank you that we can now know you as our Heavenly Father, and be welcomed into your presence as members of your family. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.